على عباد الله وكفى وسلام عليه الذين اصطفى أما بعد وروى الإمام النسائي في سننه ذلك شهر يغفر الناس بين رجب ورمضان ذلك شهر أن ترفع أعمالهم فيه إلى الله رب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی جزائے خیر تو حضرت مولانا احمد دیسائی صاحب لگرانٹ لطف و برکائی نزلائیں لگرانٹ ہم دا بینیفیس آف نالج اللہ ٹیک ورک آف دعوت فرام ہم ہی ریمائنڈ می ٹو سے سم تھنگ سم ورڈس Normally, we do have program, but I don't know today, from the morning, I'm just like unconscious. But anyway, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me shifa'e kamila ajila. Because sometimes the pressure goes very, very high. And yesterday I just took injection also on my hand. Can't sleep on my left side too from so many days. Just make dua for me in the blessing night, inshallah, may Allah grant me complete shifa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, Imam al-Nisa'i rahmatullah alayhi mentioned. Just to understand, dhalika shahrun, this is the month. The people not aware of it. They don't know the virtues of this month. He mentioned clearly, bayna rajaba wa ramadana. Between Rajab and Ramadan, it's called Shaban. Dhalika shahrun, this is the month that our a'mal and our deeds are raised towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A'mal goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in three different ways. All of them mentioned in the hadith. Every day also our actions goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with hadith of Bukhari Sharif. يَتَعَاكَبُونَ الْمَلَائِكَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَمَلَائِكَ بِالنَّهَارِ وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ حدیث بخاری شریف Every day Fajr namaz and Asr namaz the angel come and they read namaz also they joining and then they go to Allah تبارك وتعالى الَّذِي يُعْرَجُ الَّذِي بَعْتُ فِيكُمْ Those angels who spend the night amongst you They go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala after Fajr namaz, they read namaz in the masjid with the musallis. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says, not only one, there's two duty angels, the day times and night time, both angels get together in Fajr and in Asr. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows everything, still asking, wa huwa a'lamu bihim. پھر بھی پوچھ رہے ہیں کیف ترکتم عبادی یو ار کمنگ بیک ٹو اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو لیو مائی سرونٹس بیہائنڈ دے سیز وین وی وینٹ دے ور ریڈنگ نماز وین وی ور کمنگ دے ور ریڈنگ نماز یور نیم از مینشنڈ بائی اللہ وین یو ریڈ نماز دس از دا ایوری ڈے ایکشنز گوئنگ ٹو اللہ تبارک و تعالی اینڈ نمبر ٹو ایوری Monday and Thursday. تُعْرَضُ الْعَمَالُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي كُلِّ جُمْعَةٍ مَرَّتَيْن Twice. Every week twice. Monday and Thursday. And the third one, every year in Shaban. Which is had mentioned the hadith in Nisa'i Sharif. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Fawhibbu, I love that my actions also goes to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala while I am fasting on the side. There's two different hadiths. Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Ya Rasulullah sallam, why do you keep so much fast in the month of Shaban besides Ramadan? Not in other ones, not in Muharram, Safar, only in Shaban besides Ramadan. Mentioned the one answer, same one. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ تُرْفَى عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمُ. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's action, what action, what is doing? So long namaz, long tahajjud, long sajda, Quran tilawat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, the du'as of the orphans, du'as of the, you know, of the widows and du'as of the people, that's all. And what our action, just look at that. What we did in a whole year from last Shaban till now. So we supposed to turn towards Allah more than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to make more tawbah. We have to make more istighfar. We have to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Before our action goes to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we have to make tawbah. We have to cry out. There is no any specific amal to do, but we this istighfar is every day. But especially this night, we have to do as much we can. Imam Awza'i rahmatullah alayhi says, Astaghfirullah Rabbi. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi istighfar, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayk. Everybody is different istighfar. So I always say, you know, the different type of mangoes. Someone loved Rajapuri, someone loved what? Alfonso, someone loved Chosa. Chosa is Sayyidul Istighfar in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdik wa wa'dik mastata'a a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. You know, normally what we do, we don't know, then we go by somebody, I don't know how to download this, can you show me? But when we don't know the Sayyidul Istighfar, we don't go by Mulana Sahib. Please show me where Sayyidul Istighfar. It's in Bukhari Sharif. You read one time in the morning, and if you die, straight in Jannat. Evening you read, straight in Jannat. Another istighfar, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. You read three times. Even though your sins more than the foam of the oceans, Allah will forgive it, I says. I was teaching the hadith in Bukhari Sharif just a few days ago in Babu Tahajjud. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam completed the work of deen, what Allah says? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Nusrat, fatah. Allah says, Nusrat, Allah helped you. You have to make tasbih, subhanallah. Anytime, any person want to get something, with tasbih as much you can. And success, thank Allah, Alhamdulillah, like Surah Fatir, like Surah Sabah, started with the thank, Alhamdulillah, in Fatir. And wastaghfir, istighfar. Allah is telling Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now your work to do istighfar. So he used to read in tahajjud, in ruku, in Bukhari Sharif, in ruku, in sajda, he used to read, Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana, wa bihamdika, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Everything is there. Subhan fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfiru. Subhanaka Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdi astaghfiruka wastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa subhanaka Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdi Allahumma ighfirli. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbi. Different type of istighfar. Allah said to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have to do more istighfar, especially this night. That Ya Allah, whatever we have done the last year, Allah forgive us. We don't want our amal come to you and you get angry or you be displeased with me. Cry out quietly in your house. Sit down, read tahajjud namaz. There is no specific amal. I was just reading Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hassan Adimi and Nadwi Sahib. Rahmatullah, his father mentioned, there is three times Yasin Sharif, they used to read, our Kabil used to do their own Amal. It's not in Hadith mentioned. It says, first time read Yasin Sharif, then there's one dua there, I put on my Sirat Mustaqim also, read that dua. The read for one time Yasin Sharif with the intention of long life, peaceful life, afiat and sukun on life. And then the dua. Again Yasin Sharif, then the dua with the intention, Allah save me from all type of trial. There are so many trials coming in our life now, in the life of our children. Make dua after Yasin. And the third one, read Yasin Sharif and the dua. The third Yasin you read, that Ya Allah, don't make me muhtaj of anybody beside you. That's three times. This to read. Like Maulana Zahidur Rashidi Sahib. He's a Sheikh Ladis in Pakistan. He mentioned his father's story, Maulana Sarfaraz Sardar Sahib. He says, one day, the Laylatul Barat, the daytime I went, I took my father to hospitals and he was so sick. I took him to hospital and I brought him in a home. I left him in his room. After half an hour, I went inside to see him in his room. He was crying. He was sitting and crying. I asked him, Hazrat Abbaji, what happened? Did any taklif from my side, from our children, from our grandchildren, from anybody? He said, no, nothing. From 60 years, I'm fasting on the 15th Shaban. Today you took me hospital. I miss my Rosa. Our coming, they do that. Quiet. They please Allah. And I always say that. Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Hadith, and Nazim al-Talimat of Sahranpur, Ustad of Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Ustad of Shaykh Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. SubhanAllah. Sheikh Sahib used to say, Sheikh Yunus Sahib, that Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a Waliya Kamil. And there's a lots of karamat and miracle. He used to explain always. Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to make khidmat for him. Always Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Qari Siddiq Sahib was a great Wali of Allah also. I met him so many times. Hazrat was amazing, subhanAllah. Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, one, I used to wash Hazrat clothes every time. I used to iron his clothes. Dry it out and then iron and give it to Hazrat. One day I told him, Hazrat, give me your vest inside the vest. I can wash that also. You know, old people, they always get a pocket here. You know, on the vest. Old time. And now I don't know, but it's a pocket here. Qari Siddiq Sahib said, I took that vest, I went to wash it before I saw some piece of paper inside the pocket. I took it out. I just read some number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Date, and then numbers written there. Left it one side. I read and left it one side. I washed it. Washed nicely. Then I went by Hazrat. I told Hazrat, this is your vest. And I found that one piece of paper in your pocket. Hazrat said, did you read that? I said, yes. Why did you read that? They gave you permission to read that. Allahu Akbar. Got so angry and he mentioned the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif. Do you know the hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever read somebody's paper or somebody's letter, whatever, without permission, he's not looking inside the letter, he's looking inside the Jahannam. So got so angry. So get out from here. He says, for a few hours, he was upset with me. He didn't call me inside. I used to take food for him, everything. He was so upset. Naraz, don't go. He called me evening. Siddiq, idhar aao. Ab next time aisa nahi karna. Don't read anything without my permission. Said Hazrat, maafi. And then while he was going, he said, come here. Hazrat, first tell me what was, there was number was written inside. There was nothing inside. He said, don't tell anybody until I'm alive. Then Hazrat Qari Siddiq Sahib mentioned, after when Hazrat Pastor Maulana Asadullah Sahib, he said, Qari Sahib, Maulana Asadullah Sahib told me the number every day I used to read Salatul Tasbih. Sometimes 5 times, sometimes 7 times, sometimes 3 times. According to his time, he used to read Salatul Tasbih. Shaykh al-Hadith. He's a great alim, Maulana Asadullah Sahib. We don't have time to read that. We don't have time. Look at the pious people, they worried so much. I remember the
our Mufti Ahmad Sahab Khanpuri down Barkatul Aliya, one day mentioned in Tazyati Jalsa of Maulana Raza Ahmad Sahab Ajmeri. Hazrat used to travel with him always. Wherever Hazrat Maulana Raza Sahab, Qari Abdul Rashid's father, Ajmeri's father, used to go anywhere for Bayan, used to take Bukhari Sharif with him. And he made Mutala like this every time in the car. Don't look right and left only. Driver is driving. SubhanAllah. One day, Mufti Ahmad Sahab asked him, Hazrat, you can't see properly. Is there any problem in your eyes? Hazrat says, from 28 years, I don't have any roshni in my eyes. And that is nobody knows, not even my beta, Qari Abdul Rashid knows. But you asked me today, I told you, don't tell nobody. Only Hazrat passed away. Then in Taziyati Jalsa, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sahab mentioned that he was so mukhlis and pious person, he didn't even tell anybody that I can't see with my own eyes. Not even his own son. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala farmate hain, he said, SubhanAllah, the second hadith is that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you keeping so many fasts in the month of Shaban? He replied, this is the month, this is the night that Allah is handovering of those who passing away the next year from this Shaban to next Shaban. And those who are going to be coming this world as new child, everybody's name is written there. I want that Allah also lists my name in the list of the death people nicely. That's why I love to fast. Huh? Me and you don't know we're gonna die. We don't even turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the month we have to turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the night we cry out. Allama Yafi'i Rahmatullah Ali mentioned Abdullah bin Mubarak Rahmatullah Ali. SubhanAllah. This is one youngster. Father passed away, left so much wealth behind, so much wealth. And he became druggy. He don't listen to his mother at all. Mother told him so many times, beta, don't do this, don't do this. Zina and drugs, adultery and drugs, adultery, and every day is coming in the house while he's drunken. And his mother was a murida of Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah. Can you believe that? Hassan Basri Rahmatullah, who also mentioned amazing things. Oh mankind, oh logo, aaj ka suraj nikla, wo keh raha hai mujhe aur tumhe, do something, you want to do something, do it today, some good deeds. I'm going to leave today evening, I'm not going to come back until I will see you on the day of Qiyamah. And I'm going to be witness for you, either favoring you or against you. If you do something wrong, I'm going to tell Allah. If you do something good, I will tell Allah. Hassan Basri Rahmatullah said. Imam Yafi'i, Imam, for the names, he mentioned that 15 Shaban, him and his wife sit down and cry that tonight our actions are going to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We sit down and make dua. That Allah please with us. When he open and see, oh, so many zinas, adulteries, drugs, swearing mother, and so many things. Allah is going to be happy with us. No, it's going to be upset. Or this Maulana was just giving bayan, and he was talking about the dua of this night. I was sitting in assembly here upstairs. Small children. Well, small child. I showed the Maulana also. Look at that. When he said the dua, that straight away he raised his hand, he's crying and making dua. SubhanAllah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala used to go by children and used to tell them, please make dua for me. Oh, Abu Huraira. Who was Abu Huraira? Who narrated so many hadiths. He's going by children. If you got grandchildren, some, you know, under 15, under 14, not baligh, tell them to make dua for you. Their dua always Allah accept. I was going to stand up and tell them, please, all of you make dua for all those stars. Because they're small children, they say Amin also. Our work is done. Our Akabirin used to go by children. And they should tell them, please make dua for us. Because the dua accept. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, subhanallah, was a great person. He had seen 120 sahaba. And he grew up in one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Hakim Akhtar sahab used to always say, rahmatullah alayh, may Allah grant his, may Allah fill his grave with the noor and barakah. So see always, subhanallah, 120, and sometime Hassan Basri was a small baby, was crying. The wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put him on his chair, on her chest, used to calm down. Carried by the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the child. And he grew up. That lady was a murida of him, of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah. But the child, look at it. The young boy, young son, it became druggy because father left so much money. Today we got money in our pocket. That's why we upsetting Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We disobeying daytime and nighttime. Because we got money, we can do whatever we can. But remember, look at the story of this youngster, what happened. Carried on. He didn't listen to Allah, his mother, all everything. Remember, this night, those who disobey the parents, the dua also don't accept. They must go to their parents and tell them, please, Ammi, forgive me. Please, oh my Ammi, forgive me. My father, please forgive me. If they said, yes, I am forgiven you, subhanallah, your dua accepted straight away. I used to remember me and our Shaykh. We used to go to madrasa, we used to sit down by our mother. So, Ammi, put your hand under my head and make dua for us. That dua always accept mother's dua, father's dua. Those who have the parents, they must appreciate that you got a parents today. You must go and tell them to make dua for you. I always say that. Our Ustad used to say, Mawlana Ghulam Rasul Sabur Sadi Rahmatullah Alayhi Nawar Allah Malkadu used to say that after Anbiya Alayhi Salam, the most powerful duas is not any wali, not any kutub and abdal, most powerful your parents' dua. Because Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Allah mentioned their name inside the Quran. Amen. We run to the people, we don't run to the mother. We don't press the leg. We don't help her. We don't help him. Allah Akbar. Rizal Rabb fi Rizal Walidi. Sakhat al-Rabb fi Sakhat al-Walidi. Parents happy, Allah is happy. Parents not happy, Allah is not happy with you. Remember, then what type of namaz is that? What type of fasting is that? But Allah is not pleasing with you. Allah is not happy with you. This is the night. Ibn Hawshab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned the story, subhanallah, which is mentioned by Allama Mundiri rahmatullah alayhi in a targhib wa tarheeb. He said, we went in one of the village and we were passing through a graveyard. One person after Asr, he came out from his grave and he was making noise like a donkey. Three times. And then he went back inside. The man who used to do tour with me, used to go everywhere, he told me, this man, he used to always swear his mother. While he was coming back in the same village, the one lady was, old lady was washing clothes. So the man said to Hazrat Ibn Hawshab, do you know this lady? So how I know? I came first time in this village, in the city. How I know? He said, this is the mother of that same person who you heard about it in the graveyard. That every day he used to go to have a sharab, wine, nowadays we call drinks, and used to come. Mother used to tell him not to do that. That he used to tell her, why are you making noise like a donkey? Today when he died, same noise he's making coming out from his grave, and he made three times the same noise like a donkey and go back to the grave. There's a true story mentioned. I give you Havala also. Happened that our parents is alive today, and those people, the parents passed away, please make dua of maghfirat for them also. They're waiting like a dupte ko tinke ka sahara. The person is drowning. He's looking something and something to survive. Same thing, the parents, those who passes away, they're waiting for us, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and powerful zikr for them istighfar. Rabbana kfirli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yakumul hisab. Mawlana Asadullah sahab rahmatullahi alayhi and Mawlana Munir sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, they were traveling from Saharanpur to Kandla. On the way they're discussing each other which zikr is best in the hadith. Mufti Muzaffar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi says, the best zikr that you on Friday, you bath nicely, then put perfume and ittar on your body and read the zikrullah and come to the masjid. Allah will grant you on each and every footsteps the reward of 1 year fasting and 1 year tahajjud. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif in Kitab al-Jumah. He mentioned this hadith. Mawlana Munir sahab, what shakur hadith? He mentioned too, because Mufti Muzaffar sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, taught the Tirmidhi Sharif for 40 years in Darul Uloom Saharanpur. I have seen him, subhanallah. And Mawlana Munir sahab, Mawlana Sadullah sahab asked him, also, you also teaching the hadith, tell us some good hadith that is so much reward. Said if you walk through the shop, through the market, just read the fourth kalima, chota kalma padho, how much sabah, how much reward? 10 lakh neki hai. 100,000. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah narrated, and Allah will build his house in Jannat also. Then Mawlana Sadullah sahab, they asked Mawlana Sadullah sahab, you tell us, which is the best? You also teaching hadith from years. You are the Sardar, subhanallah. You know, principal and Sheikh Ladis, our ustaz. He said, every day after Fajr and after Maghrib, say 3 times, Allahumma gfir lana walil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimina. Bolo ya mere saath, Allahumma gfir lana and forgive me walil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimina. Hadith mehli. That was the hadith. Allahumma gfir lana walil mu'mineen wal mu'minati wal muslimina wal muslimati. He said 3 times. After Fajr, or 3 times after Maghrib, like now, night time. How much reward you will get? It says, entire mankind, those who are alive and those who pass away, amount of that much reward Allah will write for you in your book of deeds. Yeah. And further mentioned that hadith, Allah will make you mustajabu dawat. Yeah. It's in the same hadith. Hazrat mentioned. We don't want to go more in detail. Just want to say one few things. That tonight, make sure individually in your house do ibadat and make Allah please. Make you happy. Ya Allah, we have done so many bad things in my life. Ya Allah, please be happy. As we ask this night, whatever. Hal min mustaghfirin fa'ughfir lahu. Hal min da'in fa'ujabu lahu. Hey, is there anybody who make dua? Allah accept his dua. Hey, is there anybody who make istighfar? Allah, hal min sa'ilin fa'uti Allah. Is there anybody who asks any question? Allah fulfill him. Allahu Akbar. This is the night Allah is asking, keep on asking. Just now, Allah was explaining the student from Maghrib till Subah Sadiq. From Maghrib till Subah Sadiq is like our just reading, Gunyatul Talibin, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah mentions, subhanallah. And he mentioned another thing also. He said that the night of 15 Shaban is the Eid for the angels. He mentioned Gunir Talibin is the Eid, happy night for the angel. And I will start to say, the best wazifa in this night is istighfar. If I go to Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, and he go to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, and he go to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam go to Jibreel go to Allah, and ask the wazifa, the best wazifa, Allah also will say, the best wazifa is istighfar. Powerful. Why? Because compare, we can see, two things Allah tabarak wa ta'ala given this ummah. If that two things is in the world, Allah will protect you from the punishment. Number one, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Oh my Nabi, until you present in Makkah, I'm not going to punish them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And those living there, either the Sahaba who did not migrate, or the Makkah people used to also make tawaf, and they used to say, أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ, used to ask also. They used to believe in Allah, but they used to ascribe partner also. So they used to make istighfar. Until they make istighfar, I'm not going to punish them. And look at in our house, how many problems there. We have to do istighfar as well. Chalte, firte, urte, bette, astaghfirullah, rabbi min kulli dham, astaghfirullah, short one, astaghfirullah, watubere. But regretting inside what I did in my life, not just say, upar tasbih, upar la ilaha, or under kali bala. No. Absolutely. Mashahin also, and those who are taking drugs, mashahin is breaking relationship, number one. Number two, shirk, mushrik, those who join partner, everything. Today, Ya Allah, I'm not going to do again, you say. And Toba means, Ya Allah, whatever I have done, I'm regretting, Ya Allah. And today I'm making firm intention, Ya Allah, I am not going to do again. And firm intention to leave it today. That's your Toba. Khalas. Allah gets so happy. Read 2 rakat salatul ha, salatul tawbah tonight. Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah mentioned salatul tawbah also. Read 2 salatul tawbah, salatul tasbih, tahajjud. Go and sleep. I'm not saying you stay awake for all night and make yourself sick and you don't come for fajr salah. At least you read isha salah and fajr salah with jama'ah. So at least this night's ibadat, the both angel, they go and tell Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that they go in fajr also. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us, inshallah. And tomorrow, the Friday also, Jummah Bayan, inshallah. Come early, inshallah, we'll talk something about it, inshallah. Istighfar and Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala, hum sab ko amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Ya Rabbi, lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi lil jalali wal ikram, ya azizi sultani, ya arhamar rahimin, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya hayyun, ya qayyum, ya hannan, ya mannan, ya dayyan, ya sultan, ya qadim al ihsan, ya qadim al ihsan, ya qadim al ihsan. لك الحمد ولك الشكر لك الحمد ولك الشكر لك الحمد ولك الشكر لك الحمد ولك الشكر يا الله يا رحمن. اللهم إنا نسألك بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت يا حنان يا رب يا مدي الصلوات والعطيب والجلال يا الله. يا هماري مجلس ایک دوسرے کو ریمائن کر رہی ہے اللہ آخرت کے بارے میں. الہ العالمین یا رحم الراحمین یا اللہ, آج کی رات میں ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما, یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے چھوٹے بڑے اگلے پچھلے ہر قسم کے گناہ ہیں, اے اللہ تو جانتا ہے چھپ کر کھل کر. الہ العالمین اے اللہ سارے گناہ معاف فرما دے, ہم تو کر کے بھول گئے, ہمیں تو کل کا یاد نہیں, ایک سال کا کہاں یاد رہے گا. الہ العالمین تیرے بھیجے ہوئے فرشتوں نے تو لکھ ہی دیا ہے, اے اللہ یہ سب مٹا دے, اے اللہ ان کے دفتر سے مٹا دے, ان کے بک آف ڈیڈ سے سارے گناہ کو مٹا دے اللہ, ڈیلیٹ کر دے اللہ, ڈیلیٹ کر دے اللہ, اے اللہ ان سے بھلا دے اللہ, ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ. آج کی رات میں اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا لے اللہ. میک آل آف اس فرام یور پائیس پیپل یا اللہ, میک آل آف اس فرام دی تائبین اینڈ صالحین اینڈ توابین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین. اے اللہ گرانٹ آل آف اس دی ہیلتھی اینڈ ویلتھی اینڈ پیسفل لائف یا اللہ. یا الہ العالمین گرانٹ سٹرونگ ایمان اینڈ استقامت علی الدین یا ارحم الراحمین. ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, اے اللہ ان کو بگڑنے سے, پھسلنے سے, کفر سے, شرک سے, بدعات سے اور آنے والے فتنوں سے ہماری آل اولاد اور قیامت تک نسلوں کی حفاظت فرمایا میرے مولا. یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین, تو ہی ہے ہمارا, تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں ہے. اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اللہ, اللہ میک آل آف اس یو سی اللہ العالمین. یا اللہ بی پلیز وتھ اس یا اللہ, بی پلیز وتھ اس یا اللہ. جتنے لوگ جہاں کہیں ہمارے ساتھ جوائنٹ ہوئے ہیں مکسرن کے ذریعے, ای مسجد کے ذریعے, گھروں میں مائیں اور بہنیں, اے اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی مغفرت فرما, پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما, پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما, زندوں کی مغفرت فرما, مردوں کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما جن کے ماں باپ حیات ہیں,
اے اللہ ان کو عافیت نصیب فرما, ان کے ماں باپ چلے گئے ہیں, اے اللہ ان کی قبر کو نور سے منور فرما, اے اللہ ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا, اے اللہ تو انہیں بتا دے, تو انہیں بتا دے, تو انہیں بتا دے, تیرا بیٹا تیرے لیے دعا کرتا ہے, اللہ آج کی رات میں ان کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے اقارب اور رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما, اے اللہ ہمارے ساتھی مولانا احمد صاحب, مولانا فیصل صاحب اور جتنے ہمارے اساتذہ ہیں اس مدرسے کے, اللہ سب کو اے اللہ عافیت سکون نصیب فرما, سب کی خدمتوں کو قبول فرما, اللہ اس مسجد کو آباد فرما, اس مسجد کو آباد فرما, اے اللہ میک دس مسجد آباد, یا اللہ اے اللہ جو آباد کرنے والے ہیں, جوان ہو برے ہو جو بھی ہو, ان سب کو اور ان کے اولاد کو اور ان کے گھروں کو بھی آباد فرما, اے اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم آج کی رات میں ہماری روزی میں برکت عطا فرما, ہماری روزی میں برکت عطا فرما, حلال روزی نصیب فرما, حرام سے حفاظت فرما, حرام کاموں سے, حرام دیکھنے سے, حرام بولنے سے, ہر قسم کے گناہوں سے ہماری ہماری آل اولاد کی حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ ہماری آل اولاد کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, اے الہ العالمین اسلام کے پرچم لہرانے والوں میں سے بنا, یا اللہ غزہ اور فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, اللہ کوئی کچھ نہیں کر سکتا تو سوائے تیری ذات کے, جو تو چاہے گا وہی ہوگا, یا اللہ ان کی نصرت فرما, اے اللہ ان کی نصرت فرما, اے اللہ ان پر سکینت اتار دے, اللہ ان پر رحمت اتار دے, اللہ آپ کی برکت والی رات میں اے اللہ ان کو حفظ و امان نصیب فرما, ان کے گھروں کو آباد فرما, ان کے اولادوں کو آباد فرما, ان کے مدرسوں کو آباد فرما, ان کی مسجدوں کو آباد فرما, یا اللہ ان کے ایمان کو مضبوط بنا دے, مضبوط ایمان نصیب فرما, مضبوط ایمان نصیب فرما, اے اللہ مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت کے لیے انہوں نے جان دے دی ہے, اے اللہ ان کی اولادوں کو بھی اے اللہ جان مال ابو عزت کی حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ مسجد کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, ان کی حفاظت کرنے والوں کی حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ غیب سے ان کی نصرت فرما, اور اللہ شام میں, پاکستان میں, افغانستان میں, ہندوستان میں, اور ہمارے شہر میں, کنٹری میں, جہاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان حال ہے, سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو بے ایمان ہے اللہ تو نے ان کے لیے ایمان لکھا ہے, ان کے ایمان کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, ایمان کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, جو بے ایمان ہے اور جن کے مقدر میں ایمان نہیں ہے, مسلمانوں کے لیے پریشان بنے ہوئے ہیں, مسلمانوں کے لیے تکلیف دینے والے بنے ہوئے ہیں, اے اللہ زمین پر ان کا رنگ ختم فرما, یا اللہ ہر طرف سے جان مال ابرو عزت کی اور ہمارے ایمان کی, اے اللہ ہمارے قرآن اور ہمارے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دین کی سنتوں کی اے اللہ حفاظت فرما, اور ان پر عمل کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما, یا اللہ بہت سے لوگوں نے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے, کہنے کی تمنا کرتے ہیں, بہت سو کا میسج آیا ہے, اے اللہ سب کو عافیت نصیب فرما, سب کو سکون نصیب فرما, جو بیمار ہیں شفا عطا فرما, جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم اپنے فضل و کرم سے, اپنے رحم و کرم سے ان آمین کہنے والوں کی آمین کے ساتھ ہماری آمین کو ملا کر ہماری دعا کو قبول فرما, صلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا